All right, welcome back. Second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, January 23rd, 2017. Again, just days after the inauguration, not even a week into it, 3 days. 3 days. And hours into Donald Trump's administration, he's getting to work and working with the power, effort, and intensity of 10 men, it would seem. Very interesting. Which is interesting, provocative, encouraging, perhaps. We'll open up the phone lines this hour. Still got to get to Saturday's nonsense and haven't even gotten to the business of the day yet. But we'll open up the phone lines this hour, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So back to the coverage here. The controversies, I mentioned Friday's controversies. This is interesting also, you know, speaking of controversies, Washington Times ran the story, no widespread press outrage over disparaging tweets about Barron Trump. And I will say, you know, I mentioned on Friday was interesting, you know, little evil genius look on his face, but that's just an observation. And I would say fairly harmless at that. I think others would probably say the same. Perhaps not. Some might argue that was inappropriate. I'm not sure I would even challenge that, especially if I thought about it the other way and you know, were it my child and I was in that position. But it wasn't as controversial as other remarks that have been made. Remember, for example, not too long ago when a GOP aide had to resign because she posted on her Facebook page a disparaging remark about then-President Barack Obama's daughters and their dresses. Remember that? And I don't think the remarks were misplaced. Dear Sasha and Malia, the post went, I get you're both in those awful teen years, but you're a part of the first family. Try showing a little class, Elizabeth Loughton wrote in 2014. Rise to the occasion. Act like being in the White House matters to you. Dress like you deserve respect, not a spot at a bar. Ms. Lauren's post went viral, and there was a media circus around the comments. Nothing classy about Elizabeth Loughton's criticism of the Obama girls, a Washington Post headline read. Forbes headline, The Art of Online Apologies and Why Elizabeth Loughton Failed Miserably at Hers. Time magazine published an article, Elizabeth Loughton still doesn't seem to get how she dehumanized young black girls on Facebook. So then suddenly it became young black girls on Facebook. See how that works? So after the media frenzy, Ms. Loughton, who was a communications director for a GOP legislator, was forced to resign. So where is the media outrage over the cruel and viral comments made about 10-year-old Barron Trump? You know, on inauguration day, Saturday Night Live writer Katie Rich tweeted, Barron will be this country's first homeschool shooter. That went viral. And after coming under fire from other Twitter users, Ms. Rich deleted her offensive tweet and closed her account. As yet, as far as anyone knows, she's still employed by NBC and no apology was even issued. And, you know, that, of course, calls to mind Rosie O'Donnell's remarks in November accusing Barron of being autistic. And so Ms. Rich wasn't the only one trying to be funny on Twitter by disparaging Barron. Comedy Central writer said Barron Trump looks like a very handsome date rapist to be. That's just inappropriate. I mean, grossly inappropriate. So where is the outrage? Where is the cry for resignation and anything of that nature? And while we're on it, speaking of impropriety in the media and folks, you know, kind of, again, a sort of slanted narrative that we see. And you see that, you know, the two people that I've seen, and there are probably more, but I've seen Tim Allen come out in support of Donald Trump, you know, in the last few days. He was there at the inauguration, at the inaugural events, and so was John Voight. And I'm not necessarily a fan of anyone in Hollywood. I'm just saying it's interesting how slanted this narrative is. And when you try to pin people down on the issues, the folks who are so – the more it seems the more outraged they are and the more outrageous their behavior as a result, the less intelligent, the less intellectual they seem to be. And that's interesting. And the obfuscation in the mainstream press is unbelievable. Just constantly trying in logical fallacy fashion to escape the central point. Be obfuscational unless it serves a political agenda that the mainstream press is serving. And what's, I think, perhaps good, if there's any merit to the controversies that have been sparked just in the last few days, the first few days of the Trump administration, it is the accountability, the standard, and the eradication of hypocrisy that will be expected of the press. Hopefully that's a good thing. Hopefully that plays out well. And as I said in the run-up to the elections, the danger with authoritarianism is that it's authoritarian. So we have to keep an eye on that in the White House. But to make the press be accountable, to hold the press accountable, you know, that's why we have the First Amendment. As JFK said, we ought to play the JFK speech. You know, what people call the secret society speech. He was addressing the press. The reason that the Fourth Estate is afforded certain privileges and luxuries is that it has a duty and a responsibility to the people. So if that can be restored to some degree, that would be a good thing, I think. So it's interesting, you know, you look at some of the stories that are circulating now, speaking of the crowd size thing. Obviously, there's a lot of mocking crowd size, you know, is the new hand size issue, things like that. SNL, Aziz Ansari, we'll talk about that in a minute. Not that it deserves to be discussed, but you see lots of these stories. Massive crowds gather at Women's March. We'll talk about that. You know, crowds at the Women's March were bigger than the inauguration. Well, I don't think that people were paid to be at the inauguration, if you know what I mean. There are a number of confirmed reports that demonstrators at the inaugural address and Women's March or marches, both days in D.C., for instance, Friday and Saturday, there were folks paid to be there. Trump attacks news media over report on crowd size. That's New York Times a couple of days ago, and those stories keep rolling out. But the issue wasn't crowd size. Again, this is obfuscating the context of the remarks. Again, in Sean Spicer's press statement, here's what he said. Here's the point. Go ahead.
Crowd and intensity that existed. These attempts to lessen the enthusiasm of the inauguration are shameful and wrong. The president was also at the Central, as you know, the president was at the Central Intelligence Agency today and greeted by a raucous overflow crowd of some 400 plus CIA employees. There were over 1,000 requests to attend, prompting the president to note that he'll have to come back to greet the rest. The employees were ecstatic that he's the new commander in chief, and he delivered them a powerful and important message. He told them he has their back, and they were grateful for that. They gave him a 5-minute standing ovation at the end in a display of their patriotism and their enthusiasm for his presidency. I'd also note that it's a shame that the CIA didn't have a CIA director to be with him today when he visited, because the Democrats have chosen – Senate Democrats are stalling the nomination of Mike Pompeo and playing politics with national security. That's what you guys should be writing and covering, that this – instead of sowing division about tweets and false narratives – the president is committed to unifying our country, and that was the focus of his inaugural address. This kind of dishonesty in the media, the challenging that bringing about our nation together is making it more difficult. There's been a lot of talk in the media about the responsibility to hold Donald Trump accountable. And I'm here to tell you that it goes two ways. We're going to hold the press accountable as well. The American people deserve better, and as long as he serves as the messenger for this incredible movement, he will take his message directly to the American people, where his focus will always be. And with that, a few other updates from the day. The president had a constructive conversation with...
That's enough. You get the idea. The point is not numbers. It's not the focus on numbers. And it wasn't the Trump camp that started the numbers discussion. The point is very clearly the press, the mainstream press, Reince Priebus put it, the obsession on the part of the vast majority of the mainstream corporate press to delegitimize the Trump presidency and cast him in a certain light. Racist, xenophobic, homophobic, misogynistic, all of these little buzzwords that are being thrown around. Instead of having intelligent dialogue, and there is a real... there are real causes for concern. We should be having intelligent dialogue, but virtue, morality, and religion cannot be left out of the discussion. We have to be virtuous, moral, respectful of one another. We have to be. We can't lose that. Because as I see that slipping away, I am reminded of that letter from Pike to Mazzini back in 1871, and those words, "We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a most formidable social cataclysm." Isn't that what we see happening? Why are we playing into an evil agenda, generations old, centuries in the making, when we have the capacity not to? Of all the ages in civilization, don't we have the greatest capacity? Don't we have the greatest capability? Literacy, has it ever been this high in world history, in civilized history? Not to my knowledge. We have the ability to learn a variety of languages virtually for free with the power of the internet. We have the ability to teach our children a half a dozen languages from birth. For nothing, for the cost of internet access, essentially. We have an unlimited number of Bible translations. People want to haggle over Bible translations. It's interesting. People say, well, you know, not all translations are created. Okay, I'll have that discussion with you. How many translations have you read from cover to cover? How many? Don't we have the greatest obligation in history, one could argue? To whom much is given, much will be required. Who's been given more? The world likes to talk about how America is the wealthiest society in the world, including the American poor are wealthier. And that's a kind of a disingenuous statement, because there are expenses. The expenses are not commensurate in all cases with, in other words, there's a wider disparity in America than there is perhaps in other places. That's not to minimize the problems and the victimization of people in other places, because really it's that. It's victimization. And in most cases, it's a broad cross-section of folks in a society who are just well-meaning, salt-of-the-earth kind of people who have been victimized by a certain coterie that seeks to plunder and victimize the world over. you know, well-meaning folks who wind up going to shark loan sharks for money to buy water. And now Matt Damon and his crowd are the new loan sharks, which is wonderful. Isn't that great? Anyway, but I digress. So we should be having intelligent dialogue on the issues that matter. We shouldn't allow ourselves to escape from that. That is the danger. You know, there are, if we're gonna have that conversation, I think it should go something like this. Donald Trump has potential conflicts of interest. Donald Trump has some personal issues. One could certainly argue. Just watch Keith Olbermann's, a couple of his videos, and see how he's pinning Donald Trump down on some of his tweets and some of his contradictions. But the real question is, will those personal issues affect his public administration of office? And, you know, to me, that's kind of the central issue when it comes to those questions. But let's have an intelligent discussion on those issues. Let's not shout rhetorical sound bites, just, you know, irrational, nonsensical sound bites at each other. And that, to me, really was what categorized the Women's March, unfortunately. So I'm skipping ahead. Saturday, you know, you heard Sean Spicer's press statement, and you heard that Donald Trump visited the CIA headquarters, a very politically expedient move, and his message there was equally as expedient, I would say. Very smart move. You know, on the first full day, that, I remember reading that too. On the first full day, Donald Trump will be visiting the CIA headquarters. And I thought, okay, so that means Monday. No, Saturday. That's just incredible. I mean, think about what's happening. He's moving pretty quickly. Today was a busy day too. We'll come to that in a minute. But the women's marches, I would be remiss if I didn't at least spend a little bit, a moment, perhaps. It doesn't deserve any coverage, in my opinion, but we should talk about it. Again, you know, we need to draw down this kind of insanity and conflict and the insanity of groupthink. We'll get back to that. Marxist provocateurs. I was thinking about it, you know, speaking of virtue, morality, and religion, thinking about it over the weekend. Remember the old adage, cheaters never win, winners never cheat? It seems to have been flipped, inverted these days, isn't it? Cheaters always win, winners always cheat. I mean, doesn't that seem what's happening in the psychopathic mainstream? I hope that's being flipped again. You know, again, Isaiah 5, woe to those who put good for evil and evil for good. That's, we should turn from those ways here in America. Shouldn't be doing that. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. Saturday was crazy. Holy cow. You know what? Jesse Waters did a fantastic special edition on Saturday. And, kind of an unimpeachable coverage of the D.C. Women's March. And so here's Jesse Waters' piece in his own words. Go ahead, please.
The president is not America. We are America. And we are here to stay.
I am a nasty woman.
President Trump, I did not vote for you. I want to be able to support you. But first, I ask that you support me.
It took this horrific moment of darkness to wake us the f*** up. I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. But I know that this won't change anything.
Big Hollywood names with lewd rants leading millions of women through Washington and around the country today in protest of President Trump. Welcome to this special inaugural edition of Waters World. I'm Jesse Waters, live overlooking the White House, where President Trump is officially living. On a personal note, my entire family participated in the march today, including my sister. There she is there on the left with the glasses. And my mother and father. I believe my dad went there under his own free will. And my mother actually wrote me an unprompted note as to why she is marching for women. Here it is. I feel both blessed and deeply appreciative that in this country I can march for equality and dignity and justice. I think that women in particular, in light of so many statements made throughout the campaign, are at risk regarding rights, safety, and basic liberties. And my hope is that the event will make a strong national statement about our collective belief that we cannot espouse discrimination of any sort toward anyone anywhere, as well as an opportunity to march in solidarity with others against any notion of national intolerance. Wow. So I was still curious about what that actually meant. So I decided to hit the march. So what are you guys marching here for today? I mean, what are you ladies marching for? I mean, what are you women?
What are we marching for? All of us together.
Okay.
We're marching for equality, for solidarity, for knowing that we're all in this together. The right to health care. The government should not have control over our bodies.
How are women not equal in America?
You're a Oh, we're going to talk about like that.
What a nasty woman.
We're all nasty women. Cats, and you can't ignore us. This march is about inclusion.
Even me?
And compassion. Yes, I'm standing here talking to you.
Can you help me with my march moves?
No, like, I don't think so.
Like this?
No.
What does your headgear represent?
The vagina.
This is a learning experience.
That's right. I said here.
It's power in the...
You're trying to pick up women, aren't you?
Yeah.
Does your husband know you're here?
I'm gay, so I don't have a husband or a wife right now.
Single, ready to mingle?
Yes. So if anyone out there is looking...
Where's Hillary? Shouldn't she be here?
I don't know. I think she's taking a well-deserved break. She was there yesterday, which I applaud.
Wasn't she taking a break during the campaign?
No.
Hillary made an appearance.
Oh.
Here's with an appearance.
Nice picture.
What do you think Melania would think about this march?
I think she would be wearing something really fabulous. She would have her fake lashes on. Melania, please.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
going to go to the phones here in a second, but first, you heard Jesse Waters. That's just a small bit and really not even the most potent, but that's from Jesse Waters himself. Let's get a couple of reactions to the Women's March real quick. First, here's Newt Gingrich on Fox and Friends. Like I said, I don't agree with him much on, well, really anything, but this I do agree. Go ahead, please.
When we were leaving the inauguration, or the weekend after we were reporting, all these women were coming onto the mall for that Women's March. Some men, but mostly women we saw. When we were leaving and we were walking through them, Madonna was there, the Like a Virgin singer, and she said...
And Papa Don't Preach.
Yeah. She said this on the stage.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House, but I know that this won't change anything.
She was reading that.
Sure.
What was your reaction? She thought about blowing up the White House?
Well, look, she is parallel to the young fascist who ran around town breaking windows, all of whom should be given a maximum sentence. She was parallel to... I had friends who couldn't leave their hotel because the demonstrators had broken through the police line and were bottling up the people in the hotel. I had other friends who were hassled trying to get to the inaugural address. What you have is an emerging left-wing fascism. She's part of it, and I think we have to be prepared to protect ourselves.
Newt,
frankly, she ought to be... I mean, the truth is, she ought to be arrested. for saying she has thought about blowing up the White House.
The New York Post is reporting that they are investigating her.
They're going to see what her intent is. But Newt, she says that one of her statements, that one obviously, was wildly taken out of context.
That she wasn't promoting violence.
Right. She's a peaceful person.
Look, I love the left when they say, I dreamed about blowing up the White House. They didn't mean I dreamed about blowing up the White House. They actually meant the yellow-purple banana, but they didn't want to say yellow-purple banana because it was too shocking, so they said blow up the White House. I mean, give me a break. These are people, she now understands she's at risk, just like that professor at Missouri last year who asked for some muscle to get rid of the reporter who was a conservative.
But here's what gets me.
Interesting, Newt's kind of NLP programming, you know, basically kind of subconsciously encouraging folks to bite on that Marxist provocateurism, if you will. And also, you'll notice that he's drawing folks into the contrived and specious left-right paradigm. Here's Dinesh D'Souza's reaction. Go ahead, please.
Could have chosen to make this a kind of sophisticated, articulate, intelligent critique of what they see as the sort of Trump's America. But the party, I think, is largely brain dead. It doesn't have that kind of thought behind it. In fact, it's reacting with a certain kind of juvenile embitterment at having lost an election that they felt sure that they could win. And so what we've seen is just petulant outbursts and rage, but very little in the way of actual coherence.
So there you go. That's Dinesh D'Souza. A certain kind of juvenile embitterment, petulant outbursts, and rage. If you saw any of the coverage, I would say that's pretty accurate. You know, the goofballs. I mean, think about all of these celebrities. Madonna thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. Scarlett Johansson looks like a little boy. But, you know, didn't vote for Trump. So what? What does that even mean? Wants to support him, wants him to support her. What does that mean? Van Jones, Marxist provocateur extraordinaire. Ashley Judd, a nasty woman. She looked like she was on drugs. Alicia Keys, we will not allow our bodies to be owned and controlled by men in government. I mean, is that not reverse misogyny? And Alicia Keys, have you heard of Technocracy? Do you know about the merger of Verichip and Steel Vault to create Positive ID and the implications, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, it's so naive, uninformed, and just ridiculous. This doesn't even get to today's events. You know, Trump meeting with businesses, talking about rolling back regulations and taxes, signing executive orders to roll back Trans-Pacific Partnership and NAFTA. The lawsuit that's being filed by ethics scholars against Trump alleging conflicts of interest based on Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8, the Titles of Nobility Clause, also known as the Emoluments Clause. I mean, all kinds of other things. Yet we, you know, we have this. And Saturday Night Live just seemed like a continuation of the nonsensical, what Dinesh D'Souza accurately described as petulant outbursts and rage. Anyway, let's go to the phones. And grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
You know, there are weirdos who are flamethrowers on both sides. You know, I find it ironic these people complaining about being called a Nazi when they've been calling women feminazis, and they think that's so cute for years. The thing is, they call people libtards, beta cooks, commies. It's not, it's both sides. Personally, I'd like to kick Madonna myself because she threw them red meat, and I wish the Democratic congresswomen who were there had not been there. The best part of the march was the common women, okay, who spoke and attended that rally. So, and I am suspicious about Madonna's success because there was a black woman who sang flawlessly. Don't know who she is. She never got the success. Well, I never listened to Madonna. When I heard her sing, I'm thinking, that woman can't sing. What kind of deal did she cut to get to where she is because she can't sing? And so the thing is, you know, this polarization, you know, like I hear people just complaining about, oh, I can't believe they call Trump illegitimate. And And what did you do for 8 years with Obama? Excuse me? The thing is, I don't know what we're going to do about the flamethrowers on both sides. And that's another thing. The people are so upset about them calling themselves nasty women. That's because Trump called Hillary a nasty woman. And right. They're owning it like they owned the deplorables that right. Hillary said. You see?
Right.
And unless you tell the whole story, people don't get it. And so, the flamethrowers on both sides are making sure people will not come together. Because let me tell you, most of that crowd was white women. I think some of those Republicans better pay attention. And there was about 10% men, most of whom were white men. Because I watched it on C-SPAN, along with a lot of the hearings for those appointees. Oh, God. That was scary. The stuff that'll probably never make the news. And so, people... I don't think people understand their double standard. This whole thing people upset about women and their vagina, okay? Do you remember that conservative man, I can't think of his name right now, who covered the breast of the statue? Yet our Washington Monument, that they have big as day, is a giant phallic symbol. I don't see him covering that up. And the thing is, look, every Mason makes sure he has one on his grave. They're all over some cemeteries. I don't see anybody getting upset about that. So the thing is, people, when you grow into a world, there are certain things that you don't see because it's kind of normal to you, whereas you notice it on the other side. So the thing is... the thing is, a lot of people don't know their history. But the thing is, this country was pretty much set up as a Protestant theocracy where everyone else was denied equal rights, including Catholic white men. What the Republican Party was on was the WASP men, and everyone else was a Democrat at one point in history. But they started needing their numbers in order to hold on to power. So that he started enticing them over with issues like lower taxes and the right to life issue. So the thing is, this whole thing, a lot of our history, a lot of people don't know all of it. Like, I've started thinking very differently about this whole thing. Oh, give us, you're tired, you're poor, blah, blah, blah. Let's look at that a whole different way. I have the upper hand. I really don't want to do the dirty work, but I need help getting the resources out of the ground, chopping the trees down and everything else. Poor people, there's old business maxim that goes, the person who needs the deal the worst loses. If you're not in a good negotiating position and you hardly have money to eat, you go work for cheap. So the thing is, in every group that came to this country after, as they came in, was discriminated against, including other white people. They would call, the Italians some kind of derogatory name, or the Irish Catholics derogatory names. So the thing is, our entire history has been about this. Those who have the upper hand, kind of exploiting those beneath them in the pecking order, calling them names, demonizing them, and the thing is, but they have fed us all these fairy tales about our history. And so I can be reasonable about this. I think you can too. But so many people, I guess they're making a living off of this, continue to use the flamethrowers to incite people to make sure we never get to the table. The thing is, instead of harnessing that energy at that women's march, okay, that's what you should do, because women are over half the population. Instead of working with them and harnessing that energy, because I want an end to all this war, okay, and now the anti-war left just got slapped awake. The thing is, we want infrastructure. We want jobs. we do not want any more war. And let me tell you another thing I heard, because so many of these alt-right people are turning Zionist. One of the biggest cheers I heard, because it shocked me, because I didn't think women would be familiar with this issue, one of the biggest cheers I heard was when they said, free Palestine. A roar went up. So the thing is, that audience of women is more well-informed than people. And people, you know, I hear men say, well, hey, it's just a bunch of Planned Parenthood women. No. That proved to me, when I heard that roar go up with free Palestine, I went, no, they're not. They're not. And so, you know, people have to work together, and it amazes me. I'm more upset with the people who I know about playing the right-left paradigm. I know they know it. I heard them in previous years, who continue to play the right-left paradigm, who they tell me, oh, we're the solution, and no, that's wrong to do that. And they're doing it, Chris.
Right. Honeypots abound, and people need to remember that Kool-Aid comes in a variety of flavors. I mean, why do we seem to want to forget that so quickly?
Yeah, I'm with you there, you know, because, you know, I think there was a lot of good, concerned women out there, and average people, you know, concerned. In fact, let me tell you, if you want to see something funny, go to YouTube and punch in, oh, God, it's Mom. On C-SPAN, there's two political people from North Carolina. One is a Democrat and one is a Republican. And they fight all the time. And they were on C-SPAN together, and unexpectedly, their mother calls in. I keep this on my favorites, because whenever I need a good laugh, I go and I listen to this, because I laugh every time. The thing is, you know, the White House boys are exhibit A of the problem we have. And their poor mother goes on after that, and you can tell, you know, after the funny part, she's talking about how, you know, well, I'm kind of a one-issue person now. I mean, that says a lot. And she's leaning toward the Democratic son's views, because she has an autistic grandchild. And so the thing is that she's concerned about. She's elderly. She knows she's facing death. She's got this grandchild, and she's obviously concerned. You know, we have to quit all this hurling of stuff and being unsympathetic to the other person's views and rights and everything else. You know, empathy goes a long way. And so
that's an interesting point. There was a piece on Big Think talking about empathy is bad and compassion is good. That's a whole different discussion. That's what the psychopaths say anyway. I agree with you. The danger we run into is when we let that bleed over into a beggar thy neighbor approach that balkanizes people by trying to get special rights and privileges for a small group at the expense of the minority, or kind of the inverse of that, punishing the larger group because of the malfeasance of one, what they call bad actor, who is usually an actor in what are actors, you know, set up by some other interest, so to speak. Anyway, you have great points as always, Renee. We're going to have to jump back to the phones. I appreciate your call. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Renee. Thank you, as always. Great points. Let's go back to the phones. We're about to, in the remaining moments here before we go to the break, let's grab Caesar in New York. Caesar, thanks for calling. Welcome.
How are you today, Chris?
How are you doing today, Chris? Caesar. Good to hear from you.
It's good to hear that you're good. Great show. You always put on a good performance. All I wanted to say is that I think that Trump is in great peril. In these tumultuous times, they just keep on attacking them and attacking them and attacking them, and they don't report the facts. They report the facts as they want to report them. And
right.
He seems to me like he's walking around like he's got nothing to worry about. I saw him walking in the street with his wife. I don't know. I think that he's upset the ruling oligarchy, and they're not going to stop.
Well, it was interesting. I saw a tweet from Donald Trump earlier. I don't know when it was sent out, but I saw it earlier today that he was praising the Secret Service, that he felt very safe right from the beginning. So, you know, I agree with you. I think if what we can infer is true of what he is trying to do in upsetting the establishment, we heard some of that in the first hour of the segment that we played. If that's true, I agree. Obviously, he is in peril. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want
all right,
you.
Welcome back. And final segment of today's broadcast, this Monday, January 23rd, 2017. Very busy days and weeks ahead, it seems, for the Donald Trump administration. But I agree. We're on the phones. We have Caesar in New York on the line. And Caesar, I agree. If what Donald Trump has threatened, so to speak, to the establishment, which he did directly in his inaugural address and before, obviously, and some of his actions since his inauguration, then, yeah, I would agree. He is in constant peril.
Chris, you know that it was the Secret Service that was responsible for Kennedy's assassination, and naval intelligence participated in it. You know that, right?
Yes, and I think it's interesting that he is ingratiating himself. Like I said, that's why I mentioned the tweet about the Secret Service and him stopping at the CIA headquarters first. That was his first order of business, really, on his, you know, his first full day of in office. And those things, those are not circumstantial or coincidental. Those are, I think, very politically expedient moves on his part for the very reason that you mentioned.
Chris, let me interrupt you because everything that you say is very important and very crucial. Chucky Schumer, did you hear the speech that Chucky Schumer gave that he said that that there was
to
a
challenge the intelligence community would be very dumb?
Right. He said that there was like a coup d'etat that they would do against him. They had 6 ways this Sunday to get back at him. But he
right.
did not specify, but he doesn't have to. He said it all. Obviously,
right.
he knows something that you and I don't know, that someone is stirring the pot somewhere.
Well, the potential is there, and we know that. And like I said, I think, you know, in kind of Sun Tzu's The Art of War or even Machiavellian fashion, Donald Trump is, you know, drawing in the adversaries. Really, kind of, you know, it is a direct pull from Machiavelli's playbook. In The Prince, Machiavelli talked about pulling those folks in who are your stated enemies from the beginning, and sometimes those folks become your most loyal adherents, even more loyal than the folks who were loyal to you in the beginning. So it's, again, it's politically expedient, I think, what he's doing.
Chris, do you think that they might pull a JFK number two?
You know, nothing is beyond possibility as far as that's concerned, but I think it depends. You know, we'll have to wait and see how things play out a little bit, because there obviously is an effort to push the world in a specific direction to influence everyone's lives, and if he becomes inimical to that interest, you know, too much, then that's possible. So,
I mean, what do you think the appointees that he's put in there? You think that Mad Dog Mattis was a good choice?
I think they're all suspect, quite frankly. You know, but again, I think it depends on who's influencing those cabinet positions.
Foreclosure. Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.